Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Jack home in Beverly Hills. This morning, and Jack has just finished his breakfast.
Did you have enough to eat, boss?
Oh, yes, yes, plenty. Quiet, Polly. Rochester, this breakfast was wonderful. The coffee was delicious.
Thank you.
The bacon was cooked just the way I like it.
Thank you.
And the eggs were absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
Polly, did you lay those eggs?
My car, don't tell me I'm too young.
Oh, isn't that cute? Rochester, how long has Polly been laying eggs?
Ever since you put that light bulb in her cage and kept pointing to it.
Well, it certainly took her a long time to catch on to what I meant.
Yeah, before she laid any eggs, she laid 3 light bulbs.
Oh, stop. Now, Polly, you know that I...
Oh, say, boss, you told me to remind you to call Mrs. Montgomery.
Oh, yes.
Who's that?
Oh, that's Dinah Shore. She's married to George Montgomery. I sent a copy of my song over to her house. I'm going to let her be the first one to record it. I'll call her now.
When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. When you ask me to forgive you, I'll return. Like the swallows at Serrano.
Hello? Oh, I'd like to speak to Miss Dinah Shore, please. Jack Benny calling.
Like the swallows at Serrano, return to Capistrano. For you, Mark.
Hello, Dinah? Oh, this is Jack Benny. How's George? Oh, I'm sorry I woke you up, but I was anxious to know something, Dinah. Did you receive the copy of my song? Good. But don't you think it's the most wonderful tune you ever... Oh. Well, don't you think that the lyrics are novel and... Uh-huh. But, Dinah, you can't judge a song the first time you sing it. You've got to analyze it, take it apart. I don't mean that way. Paste it together. Well, look. Look, Dinah, if you'll just take the song... Dinah... Oh, hello, George? But George, look, I didn't wake you up, she did. Now, look, George, you and I have been friends for years, and all right, acquaintances. But look, George, about my song, if you just ask Dinah to... All right, if I woke you up, I'm sorry, you don't have to... You'll what? Well, if that's your attitude, it's okay with me. Goodbye. Well, we can cross him off the list.
You mean her?
No, him. He's going to stop sending us his laundry. Oh, well, I'm glad Miss Shore refused to sing my song. I'd rather have a man do it anyway.
Paul, why don't you call Mary Alonzo?
Mary Alonzo?
Yeah, you sent him a copy last night.
How did you know?
We got it back this morning.
So soon? Well, maybe he liked the song and he's waiting for an answer. Rochester, get me his number, will you? It's in my personal phone book.
Yes, sir.
There's the door. I'll get him.
When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you.
Boy, is Dinah making a mistake.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, Mary, come on in. What are you giggling about?
Oh, I just had to stop by and show you a love letter that Dennis sent me.
A love letter? Mary, you mean Dennis still has that crush on you? Well, how do you like that? Let me see the letter Dennis wrote you.
Yes, I'll read it to you. You know, it's really sweet.
It is? Mm-hmm.
My darling Mary.
Smart, too.
My darling Mary, I hope you won't think I'm silly, but I keep your picture on the wall of my bedroom. I didn't want my mother to know who I'm in love with, so I took a pencil and drew a mustache and a derby hat on her. I think I fooled my mother, because now she's in love with you, too.
Lovely, darling.
And look how he finishes it. I love you madly and passionately, and will never forget the kiss you gave me when I took you home. Thanking you in advance for your next shipment, I remain yours truly, Dennis Day.
Well, that's the cutest letter I've ever heard.
Here's that number you wanted, boss.
Oh, yes. Excuse me, Mary. I'm going to call Mary Alonza.
Mary Alonza?
Yeah, he's going to make a record of my song.
If you say that you are sorry, then I will understand. Neath the harvest moon will pledge our love anew.
Hello? I'd like to speak to Mr. Lanza, please. Tell him Jack Benny's calling.
So, my darling, though we parted, come back to whence we started.
Hello? Hello, Mario? This is Jack Benny. I want to know how soon you'd like to make a record of my... What? But Mario, look. Well, now, why should you... But Mario... But 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 well, if that's your attitude, Mr. Lanza, I'm not coming to that big party you're giving Friday night. Oh, I heard about it. Goodbye. Who does he think he is, anyway? That Mario Lanza. He won't sing my song, but that other song he sings.
Be my love, for no one else can end this yearning. Be my love.
I suppose that's a better song than...
When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you.
Which song do you like better, Rochester?
Be my love, for no one else. Be my love.
All right. I merely asked you. There's someone at the door. Oh, hello, Dennis. Come on in.
Don't talk to me, you cad.
What?
Trying to steal my girl, eh? I'm going to thrash you to within an inch of your life.
Now, look, Dennis, you've got a cold.
Isn't it dilly? Now, don't try to change the subject. I've read about men like you. You take a poor, innocent girl out of the make company, you get her a job on the radio, and then you think you own her.
Dennis.
I know every move you make, you wolf.
Look.
I've been sitting up in that tree in front of your house watching you through the window.
What?
Boy, do you look ugly in the morning.
Dennis.
I thought you'd never get into that girdle.
Oh, quiet. Now, look, Dennis, Mary told me about the big crush you've got on her. You ought to forget about her.
Yes, Dennis, you're a nice boy, and I hate to hurt your feelings.
Oh,
but...
don't worry, Mary. You couldn't marry me if you wanted to. My mother disapproves.
Of me?
No, of me.
I can understand. Now, Dennis, listen to me. Next week on my program, I want you to sing the song I wrote. When you say I beg your pardon... That kid's going to make an old man out of me. Come to think of it, he did.
Say, Jack, I better be running along. I've got some shopping to do.
Shopping?
I want to go to Jerry Rothschild's and get a shirt for my father.
Okay, Mary, wait a minute. I'll go with you. I want to get a haircut.
All right, come on.
It's such a nice day. Let's walk, huh? You see, Mary, there's Jerry Rothschild's in the middle of the block.
Where are you going to get your hair cut?
At Jerry Rothschild. They have a barber shop on the mezzanine. So while you're getting your father's shirt, I can get my hair cut.
Oh, that's very convenient. Hey, Jack, isn't that Mr. Kitzel coming toward us?
Mr. Kitzel? Oh, it sure is. Hello, Mr. Kitzel. I said, hello, Mr. Kitzel.
Hey, to whom do I have the pleasure of addressing?
Mr. Kitzel, don't you recognize me? I'm Jack Benny.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I just now came from the optometrist's office. He put drops in my eyes, and I can't see so well.
Oh, I hope they get better soon.
Thank you, Dennis.
No, no, Mr. Kitzel, this is Miss Livingston.
Oh.
What's wrong with your eyes, Mr. Kitzel?
I happen to be colorblind. Oh. You know, to me, yellow is brown.
Yellow is brown?
And that's not all. Brown is green.
Brown is green?
Also, to me, green is yellow.
Yellow is brown is green, and green is yellow?
Yeah, and last night at dinner, did this cause trouble? I saw my brother-in-law eating what looked like a hot dog, so I was smart and I asked, how do you like the cucumber? And he said, what cucumber? I'm eating a banana.
Oh, Mr. Kitzel, you're joking.
Well, Mr. Kitzel, we've got to be running along. I have an appointment at the barber shop to get a haircut.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? You know, for the same reason, my wife is right now by the beauty parlor. Oh, is female.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, last week on the cover of Life magazine, she saw a girl with a poodle haircut. So right away, she has to get a poodle haircut, too.
Really?
Yes. And personally, I'm happy. With her last haircut, she looked like a Saint Bernard.
Well, we've got to run along, Mr. Kitzel. Goodbye.
Goodbye, children.
Come on, Mary. Now, here it is, Rothschild. Men's Furnishing and Barbershop. Let's go in. Now, if you want to get your father's shirt, the counter's right over there.
Oh, okay, yes.
May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a shirt.
What size does your father wear, Mary?
Well, just a minute. I've got Papa's letter right here. He wants a 15 and a half collar.
Sleeve length?
58.
58? Oh, lady, you must be mistaken. Why, the average sleeve length is 34.
Serve me, Mary. Why did your father want this long sleeve?
Well, Mama gave him a pair of gloves for Christmas. He doesn't want to get them dirty.
What a family you've got. Look, Mary, while you're deciding on the shirt, I'll go and get...
Are you a bun? Long time no see.
Hello.
Jack, wasn't
yes,
that...
Yes, that racetrack town. I always run into it.
Are you people through, or do you go into a dance number?
Never mind. Now, Mary, I'm going to get my hair cut. I'll see you in a little while.
Okay, Jack, I'll be browsing around the store.
Okay.
Let me say, I beg your pardon. I'll come back to you. Da-da-dum, bum, 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 I'll return.
Gee, look at all those beautiful suspenders and belts. I think I'll get myself a new belt. Oh, clerk.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay. Boy, those belts really look nice.
Bud. Bud.
Huh? Oh, for heaven's sake.
Come here a minute.
Look, fella, I'm busy. Leave me alone, will you?
Okay. Just wanted to know what you were doing.
Well, if you must know, I'm buying something to hold my pants up.
Like what?
A belt.
What? Get suspenders.
But I want a belt.
Belt hasn't got a chance.
It hasn't?
It looks good while it's going around, but at the end, belt buckles.
I never thought of that.
Take my advice and put your money on suspenders.
Suspenders? Are you sure?
Well, look at the performance. Suspenders always come up from behind and finish in front.
I don't know what to do.
You can take my word for it. Suspenders will never let you down.
Well, I don't care what you say. I'm going to get a bell.
Okay. They're your pants. So long.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, clerk. Clerk.
Yeah?
I'd like to get this bell.
Yes, sir. Would you like to look at suspenders?
Suspenders?
Yes, they're awfully good in a stretch.
Now, cut that off! Just wrap up the bell. I'll pick it up after I get my hair cut. Gee, I'm in luck. All the barber chairs are empty. Maybe today I can get Mr. Drucker, the owner, to wait on me. Oh, hello, Mr. Drucker.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Bennett?
I finally came in when you're not busy yourself. I'd like a haircut.
Certainly. Sit down and I'll get you a barber.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll be right back. Say, Harry, Mr. Benny wants a haircut. Would you take him?
Not me. Let Maury do it.
Not me.
Yeah, how about you, Charlie?
No, thanks.
Hey, now, wait a minute, boys. We've got to be fair about this. Who waited on him last time?
I didn't. When I finished, he offered me a tip. But my hands are full, so he says I'll slip it in your pocket.
Well, at least you got something.
What do you mean, something? When I added up my money, I was a dime short.
Well, if Benny wanted to shave, I'd do it.
You would?
Sure, then when the police came, I could say it was an accident.
Hey, Mr. Drucker, how about my haircut?
Hey, just a minute. Well, boys, any volunteers?
Okay, I'll take
them. Yeah, okay, Mr. Benny. Mr. Gilbert will wait on you.
Good, good.
What'll it be, Mr. Benny?
Just a haircut.
Yes, sir.
Do I take off my glasses?
You don't even have to take off your hat.
Don't be so smart. Just give me a haircut.
Yes, sir.
Say, Mr. Drucker, do we have to do it when there's only one customer?
Yes, you do.
What's that, Mr. Drucker?
We put in a barbershop quartet. Billy Getz, Artie Stebbins, Mervyn LeRoy, and Junior Lemley.
Oh, what a quartet!
You sing, boys.
Somebody. Where I first
Say, that was very good, especially Junior Lemley. Harry, don't take too much off the sides, will you?
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Well, is our little customer happy today? How's the haircut coming?
Fine, Mr.
Would Parker. You also like a shampoo?
No, just a haircut.
A massage?
No, thank you. I tell you what I would like. I'd like a manicure.
A manicure? Certainly. Just a moment, I'll get one of the girls. Hello, Miss Daniels.
Yes?
Mr. Benny would like a manicure. Will you take it?
Not me. Let Betty do it. Not me.
Yeah, how about you, Goldie?
No, thanks.
Now, wait a minute, girls. We've got to be fair about this. Who took care of him last time?
I did. For a 75-cent manicure, I had to sit there and polish 20 nails.
20?
When I got through with his hands, he took his shoes off. I know what you mean. He did that to me once. Really? I didn't mind cutting his nails, but I had to play this little piggy at the same time. Then he gave me a tip and cried all the way home.
Mr. Drucker, how about my manicure?
In just a moment. Edith, you take it.
Okay.
And Mr. Benny, the manicurist, will be with you in a moment.
Thank you. When you say I beg your pardon, then I'll come back to you. Will you ask?
All right, Mr. Benny, I'm ready to give you a manicure. Just put your fingers in this bowl of water.
Certainly. Ow! That water's hot.
I know. I'm trying to melt your cold, cold heart.
Never mind. Just give me a manicure. Oh, Mr. Drucker.
Yes?
I think I want my shoe shined, too.
Certainly, I'll get a boy. Oh, Ray, Mr. Benny wants a shoe shine. Will you take it?
Not me.
Yeah, how about you, Danny?
No, thanks.
Now, wait a minute, boys. We got to be fair about this. Who was the last one to shine Mr. Benny's shoes?
I don't remember the answer, but that question was on a quiz program.
Well, somebody's got to shine Mr. Benny's shoes. You do it, Danny.
Not me, Mr. Drucker. I ain't got nothing against shining Mr. Benny's shoes, but it's murder getting around them pearl buttons.
Mr. Drucker, what about that shine?
Just a minute.
Oh, Jack.
Here I am, Mary.
Did you get your hair cut?
Yes, and I was going to get a shine, too, but I'll let it go. Oh, Mr. Drucker.
Yes.
Mr. Drucker, wait till I turn the page here, man. Shine. That's from a manicure, sticks to my finger. Forget about the shine and charge the haircut to my account. Oh, Harry Gilbert, you gave me such a good haircut. Here's a tip for you.
Thank you, Mr. Bunny.
Come on, Mary.
You say, Harry, did I see right?
What?
Did Mr. Benny give you a dollar tip?
Yep. Spin that old man around in a chair three times and he don't know what he's doing.
Good night, everybody. We're a little late.
The program is written by Sam Perrin, Milt Josephburg, George Balzer, John Hackerberry. Produced and transcribed by Hilliard Marks. This is the CBS Radio Network.